Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coffee Talk with Shell, where there's always variety in life.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm really excited to be hosting this interview. It will be with actor Omar Benson Miller from Ballers on HBO. It's an awesome new series. A couple episodes have aired so far. It airs Sunday nights. And a lot of people think it's just about sports, just about football, but it's a lot more to it, I think. I've already learned a couple of life lessons from it, so I hope you'll check it out, too, on Sunday nights on HBO. Again, it's called Ballers, and we're just waiting for Omar Miller to call in. So as we wait for him to call into the show tonight, or today, goodness me, time flies. Anyway, his character name is Charles Green, and his character, I think a lot of us can relate to. You know, nowadays a lot of us talk about rebranding ourselves, whether we're a celebrity, you know, artist, what have you, actor, or like me, you know, I host this talk show, you know, and I have a crochet business on the side, things like that. We're always trying to rebrand ourselves and find ourselves again, you know. And so with his character, Charles Green, he's coming out of retirement and, you know, at a very young age from football and trying to figure out his next step, his next path. And I find it really interesting. You know, the first thing I told my husband, we watched it together, and I was like, I don't understand. Why doesn't he just become like a news anchor or a sports coach? I was just surprised to see the twist with what his character is doing so far. So I think we've got Omar Miller on the phone. Let me just go to him. Give me a second, y'all. Hello, Omar, are you there?
Hey, is this Coffee Talk?
Yes, sir. How are you doing? This is Shell.
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so proud of you. I love the show. You're doing an awesome job. Of course, I'm going to favor your character. You know
thank
it.
You.
Mr. Charles Green.
You got to support the home team, Shell.
Of course, always. I know. I didn't even think about that. I met you and interviewed you Super Bowl weekend in Dallas years ago. I didn't even put that connection together. You're on a football show now.
How crazy.
It's all good signs. And you know what's crazy, too, is how you used to be on CSI Miami. And didn't y'all film that in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, for the most part,
okay.
Yeah.
And now you're
on a show in Miami.
Ballers is filmed
that's
in Miami.
About Miami.
That's hilarious.
Oh yeah, to the point where we don't even have a set. Like everywhere we actually don't have a studio. Everywhere we shoot our actual locations in Miami.
That is so cool. Well, I can't wait to see the next episode. It looks like y'all have a really cool, good time. Some big party, I think, is going on in the next episode. And
next
I'm wondering if this
episode is absolutely positively berserk.
And I'm kind of wondering if Mr. Green, Charles Green, is going to find some temptations there. I don't know.
Well,
that's what my instincts tell me.
You have to tune in to see, but, you know, there's actually, other than just the temptations, there's actually a very reflective period that happens at the party as well. I'm excited for people to see this because this is truly one of the funnest pieces of television I've ever been a part of. We actually shot at this mega mansion on South Beach for a full week, and we had we ended up shooting this party scene for a full week. It's pretty complex.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Very fun. And you know what I was wondering too? My husband and I, you know, we rented The Express the other day. Such a good movie. Rest in peace, Ernie Davis, but a very inspiring movie. And I was curious about you. Like, what's the difference between you preparing for that movie, not just working out, but the whole preparation for that compared to this show?
Well, it was pretty interesting. In that film, I was preparing time period-wise, and that was a lot of the research that took place because, you know, it was such a racially charged film, and the film dealt with so many aspects of the civil rights movement and all of the different elements that sport plays on society and whatnot. And that was a challenge, you know. And it was very interesting because I'm taking the perspective of a guy in college at that point versus now a guy who's finished college, gone to the NFL, played in the NFL, won a Super Bowl, retired and is trying to figure out what's going on in 2015. So, you know, the time period wise, it's different. They actually asked me to gain weight for this role, which I did. And you'll see over the course of the season what ends up happening with the character. The preparation mentally and physically, was a different kind of animal, because what we had to do for this was I had to speak to a lot of ex-professional athletes and talk to them about readjusting to the normalcy of not being cheered on by millions of people. And it's real. It's traumatic.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine, but I do see what you're saying, especially after watching The Express. Man, that was a heartbreaker. Very inspiring, but such a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And this show, of course, Ballers, is so much fun. I love how y'all call it a dramedy. It really is not just drama, but there is so much comedy in it, and I love that.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, good. I love to hear that. We're just trying
sir.
You know, I think one of the big things is that everyone's really trying to portray elements of real life. And in real life, in tragedy, and in all sorts of elements of life, there's everything mixes and mashes, you know. Some things are tragically funny. Some things are sobering. Some things are, you know, there's all these different elements of humans, because we're all layered. We're all complex people. And that, in turn, is then what we're trying to show on the show. Now, I think that after being able to lay down the underpinnings of the program now, when the first two episodes, the storylines really take off in episodes 3 and 3 through 10. And it's going to be interesting to see how the audience receives it.
Oh, good, good. Sounds like it's going to get deeper in layers. Awesome. I love that. And, you know, I don't know if you heard me when you were first calling in, and I've told you myself directly, but I can't get past this point of, why isn't Mr. Charles Green just, you know, staying in football? Like, obviously he loves the game. Why didn't he go straight to becoming a sports anchor or a coach or something to stay in the game, even if he can't play the game again? And then y'all surprised me with that twist, your teammate on the show trying to talk you into playing on the field again. I was like, heck yeah, because I'm usually really good at foreshadowing. So loving that about the show. Y'all really threw me off with having Charles Green be a car salesman. I was not seeing that. But I work inside sales full time, so hey, I've learned a couple of life lessons, by the way, already from the show. The scene with The Rock where he doesn't have a pen on him, and he had to ask the hotel guy employee for a pen to get the authorization form. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was a huge mistake. He learned from that. So it's amazing how you can learn these little simple big life lessons at the same time just watching the show like that.
Well, I think, you know, you have to be an astute viewer to pay attention to stuff like that. It's great that you did. There's a lot of things going on, both on the surface and beneath, on this show. And I think everybody who tried to write us off as the sports entourage is going to be pleasantly surprised that we're a bit, we have our own voice. We have our own angle. And that's coming up. You know, you're going to see it.
Yes, sir. And I know your time is valuable, so I don't want to keep you too long, Omar. I just want to ask you the obvious question. I know everyone asks, but I got to ask because the listeners want to know, what is it like working with The Rock?
Oh, the best thing you can imagine is what it's like. It is like going to work with your best friend. Because
wow.
This guy, man, he's a superstar who never flexes his superstar card. You know, you never have to wait for him to come out of the trailer. He's always prepared. It's a really, really incredible thing to witness, to see someone who's so talented and so successful, but also be so humble and so generous. You know, he's just really, he sets the tone on set, and he's an executive producer on the show, and he's there for you as a, you know, if you want to talk to him as an actor about the content, or if you just want to pal around with him as a friend and a peer. Just really great. You know, we have a lot of young guys on the show who've never had professional acting jobs before. And the way that he welcomed them and made them feel good and let them know, you know, like the guy that plays Vernon, his name is Donovan Carter. And he told Donovan, because Donovan was nervous at first, and he told Donovan, he said, hey, we're all stars here. Don't worry about it. Let's do the work. And it's great. You know, he just really sets the tone. You can tell that he's been a part of a lot of successful teams, and he has figured his way into how he wanted to be the leader when it was his time to be the leader of his team. And that's what's great about it.
Very good. That's very humbling to hear. I love that. Well, I can say that personally about yourself. I've always said you're my favorite because you're the most humbled and sweetest I know, and hardworking. And I know my husband wanted me to tell you two, great job, because I'm sitting there on the couch the other night looking at him, and he's like, oh, no, Charles, no, don't do that. And I was like, he totally forgets me, like me. We forget we're watching Omar Miller. We're like Charles Green all the way. So that's when you know you're a good actor. You're totally in character. So keep up the good work.
Good. I appreciate that compliment.
You're welcome. I mean it. Well, Omar, you keep up the good work and stay in touch. And thank you so much for your time. I know you've got a lot going on. And everyone, keep tuning in to Ballers on Sunday nights on HBO. It's so good. I cannot wait to see what's next.
Absolutely. And you know what? And I'll be back at the end of the season to wrap it up. We can talk and see how you feel about it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'd love to do a little review, recap, and let you know if I agree or disagree with your character's actions, Mr. Green. We're going to have a talk later at the end of the season. Well, thanks, Omar. And drink some coffee for me today.
Shell, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you, too. Bye, Omar. Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Always. Bye. Once again, y'all, tune in to Ballers on HBO on Sunday nights. So, so good. And, of course, check out my favorite character, Charles Green, played by Omar Miller on the show. They're all really good. Like Omar said, I love how The Rock treats them equally. They all should be there. They all honestly do have an important role, and each of their characters really do portray a certain like life lesson. I've learned so much just from watching two series. So I know that you'll enjoy it. If you haven't watched it, I know here we have on-demand features, and it is on there on our HBO On Demand. So, and sometimes they do online, too. I think HBO Go might have it, too. So if you haven't checked out the series, don't worry. You can catch up. You've only missed two episodes. Go back, watch those, and tune in Sunday nights for the next new episode where they're going to have a party, it looks like, in the preview. So we'll see. Omar did say they're going to go berserk in this next episode. Looks like a lot of fun. But I'm glad to hear that the storyline's going to get deeper into layers with the characters and such, too. So, oh, I can't wait. I wish it was Sunday already to watch Ballers. All right. Well, love and peace. This is Shell signing off, wishing y'all a wonderful week. And I hope you'll tune in Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time, also to my regular show time, which is perfect because then I get to host my talk show and watch Ballers right after. Perfect timing. All right. Love and peace to Shell once again, and signing off. Bye, y'all.